Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This morning, bitter standoff. The government launching a blistering attack on Facebook for banning news content. Critical health and emergency pages caught in the crossfire. Timeline questioned. A text message raises doubt over when exactly the Prime Minister's office became aware of rape allegations at Parliament House. Siege underway. Specialist officers negotiating with an armed man in Brisbane South, believed to be holding a child hostage. And $50 million windfall. A Queenslander scoops up a mammoth Powerball jackpot.
This is 7 News with Jodie Spears.
Good morning. Facebook is in a bitter standoff with the federal government, banning all Australian news sites from its platform. Critical health and emergency pages have also been blocked in a major dummy spit by the social media giant. Let's go live now to political reporter Olivia Leeming in Canberra. Good morning, Olivia. It's a dispute over proposed media laws.
Good morning, Jodie. This ban has created global headlines, and now the Prime Minister is asking other world leaders to join Australia in the fight to rein in the social media giant's market power, raising the idea overnight with his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi in the first step of a plan to mobilise global support and stop Facebook's so-called bullying of elected governments. Here's some news you won't see on Facebook.
Facebook was wrong.
This is an assault on a sovereign nation.
They're behaving more like North Korea than an American company.
Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg taking the nuclear option, declaring war over the federal government's proposed media code, which would make his digital giant pay for news.
A law which fundamentally misunderstands how news works on Facebook.
Among those that were banned, the South Australian and Tasmanian governments, Queensland Health, the Bureau of Meteorology, Fire and Rescue New South Wales, the 1800 Respect Domestic Violence page, Bravehearts Child Protection, and the Kids Cancer Project.
This is outrageous and unacceptable.
We've had to draw the net very widely because of the definition of the law. But there have also been some mistakes, and we are correcting those.
But remaining on news feeds, posts from far-right groups, anti-vaxxers, global conspiracy theorists. Google reached agreements this week with the Seven Network and News Corp to pay for content under the code. Facebook made $582 million in Australia last year and paid $15 million in tax, an effective tax rate of just 2.6%. It's now got its money on the government buckling. The Treasurer spoke to Mark Zuckerberg yesterday morning, shortly after this ban was enacted. The government is now hopeful that Mr. Zuckerberg will resume talks to reach a compromise, but concedes that this battle could drag on. Jodie.
Okay, Olivia, thank you. An explosive text message has cast doubt over claims the Prime Minister's office only found out last week about an alleged rape at Parliament House in 2019. The Australian newspaper has reportedly obtained a text message from a Liberal staff sent to Brittany Higgins within a fortnight of the alleged assault. It said, spoke to PMO, he was mortified to hear about it and how things have been handled. He's going to discuss with Chief of Staff, no one else. I flagged need for counsellor and desire to be closer to home during election. The Therapeutic Goods Administration is performing critical batch testing on the first shipment of Pfizer vaccines, which have arrived from Europe. 142,000 doses have been given the all clear to be rolled out from Monday. Quarantined frontline staff will be first in line.
This is a really, really exciting time. We are about to start the single biggest and most complex vaccination task in the history of this nation.
240 vaccination facilities will be set up across 190 towns and suburbs nationwide. Melbourne businesses on the brink of bankruptcy from Victoria's snap lockdown say they're desperate for state government support. The five-day shutdown is estimated to have cost retailers an eye-watering $1 billion.
I accept that there's a responsibility on the government to get this package of support right, and that's exactly what we'll do. And then we will make sure that we get that money out to people as fast as we can.
The Premier says he'll reveal a compensation package for hard-hit businesses next week. A siege in Brisbane South is entering its 18th hour as specialist officers negotiate with an armed man believed to be holding a five-year-old hostage. An exclusion zone has been set up with all residents urged to avoid the area while police remain tight-lipped about the unfolding situation.
It's an ongoing matter, a dynamic, fluid situation, so therefore it's very hard for me and not appropriate for me to make further comments about that.
It's understood the man doesn't live at the home but has been staying there with the young boy while visiting a relative. Police have not yet reported any injuries. A permanent lift to the unemployment benefit looks set to be brought to Parliament as early as next week, with the Expenditure Review Committee to discuss changes at a meeting this afternoon. A rise in job seeker payments is understood to be on the agenda, with the expected outcome to be a single streamlined income support benefit. Also believed to be on the table is a new package to replace JobKeeper in favour of targeted packages to continue supporting hard-hit industries. It comes as new figures show unemployment has fallen to 6.4%, with 59,000 full-time jobs created in January. A 14-year-old is in custody after allegedly stabbing another teenager at a Gold Coast train station. The 16-year-old suffered several stab wounds to the upper body and arm at Coomera. He was taken to hospital in a serious condition. The 14-year-old was arrested at a nearby shopping centre. Police are urging people in the area to be on the lookout for the discarded knife. One lucky Queenslander is waking up $50 million richer this morning, and they don't even know it yet. Last night's Powerball jackpot went off, with the unregistered entrant scooping up the entire Division 1 prize. So check those tickets. The winning numbers were 13, 25, 30, 3, 19, 16 and 22. And the all-important Powerball number was 10. In the past 12 months, Australians have pocketed more than $500 million in Powerball prize money. Dramatic video has emerged of the Sydney Harbour accident involving a Black Hawk military helicopter. The counter-terrorism exercise appeared to start smoothly before the 16-metre rotor clipped the metalwork of a ship. The shredded titanium and fibreglass blades forced an emergency landing at Watson's Bay. The aircraft has not yet been moved as costly repairs continue. Brisbane landmarks will be lit up pink today to mark 1 year since the murders of Hannah Clark and her three children. Hannah's parents have set up a foundation aimed at educating people about the warning signs of domestic violence.
It's small things and it starts gradually, like when he wouldn't let Hannah wear bikinis off the beach to the car. You know, he's a bit of a prude. And when he made her stop her Facebook and do joint Facebooks, he explained it as, we've got the same friends, we'll do the same posts.
The family is encouraging the public to light a candle at 5:30 this afternoon, the time Hannah passed away in hospital. There's an urgent plea this morning in the search for missing Melbourne mum Jew Kelly Zhang. An anonymous caller phoned Crime Stoppers yesterday morning providing details of Kelly's location. Detectives are appealing for that caller to make contact again to give further information. Ms Zhang was last seen at her home in Epping on the 1st of February. Her partner has been charged with murder.
Tired of ads barging into your favourite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A distressed Shayna Jack has taken a final shot at salvaging her swimming career. The banned Commonwealth Games gold medalist admits her funds are almost exhausted and now she's pleading for the public's help.
The image speaks volumes. She'd been stoic for so long.
I'd like to
ask for your help.
The one-time emerging golden girl of Australian swimming's been backed into a corner.
It breaks my heart every day that I'm still up against these people in which I feel are constantly kicking me down.
In June 2019, Jack tested positive for banned substance ligandrol and was sent into 4 years exile. She fought, had the ban reduced to 2 years, only for anti-doping bodies to appeal.
I did prove that I did not intentionally ingest that substance.
Now she has to again.
And unfortunately, they decided to take me through this all again, to take me through the heartbreak, to take me through all the emotion.
It's already cost her $130,000.
I don't have the funds and nor does my family.
For the 22-year-old, a four-year ban is again a reality. She set up a page pleading for donations.
Anything is beneficial to me and I'm grateful for all your continued support. But now I really need something else that can get me over that finish line.
The sudden emergence of this carefully worded emotional video indicates her final time of reckoning is nigh. Pat Welch, 7 News.
Want to get paid for watching advertisements? Well, a new smartphone app is offering just that. Lit is a culmination of many social media platforms and 10,000 people are already signed up.
It's a new app that combines a bit of everything we're already used to. It looks a lot like Instagram. Remember Pokemon Go? Well, it has gaming features too, and some familiar faces you might recognise. It's called Lit. It's a social media platform thought up by a bunch of mates in Perth, where you watch ads to score points, converting to cold hard cash.
We can reward our members in straight away. We can give them instant gratification.
Watching one ad roughly translates to 10 cents. 1,000 Lit points equals a dollar.
We have our Lit members emailing us and ringing in saying, give us more ads. So that alone, you know, most advertisers have never heard of that. So that's a massive benefit to businesses.
Once you have enough points, you can buy coffee, beers, even an entire meal. Almost 250 businesses are signed up to the app nationwide. Nearly 10,000 members are online, but that number is expected to surge, with social media users no doubt looking to alternative platforms after today's huge changes on Facebook.
This is a really original way to engage new customers.
El Giorgio, 7 News.
Checking finance now. The Dow Jones is falling this morning. The Nasdaq is as well. In London, the FTSE plummeted and Germany's DAX fell. Closer to home, Japan's Nikkei and Hong Kong's Hang Seng closed lower, while both the All Ords and the ASX 200 finished the day flat. On the commodities market, gold is trading at $1,776 an ounce. Oil is $61 a barrel. The Aussie dollar is buying 77.5 US cents, 82 Japanese yen and $1.07 New Zealand. TV host Andrew O'Keefe now wants his assault charge dealt with on mental health grounds. A hearing this week was told he'd been an involuntary patient in hospital since the night of the alleged assault against his partner, Dr. Orly Levy. His lawyer said some of the facts of the case were in dispute, but indicated he'll plead guilty if the matter isn't dealt with under the Mental Health Act. The case returns to court in April. NASA's Perseverance rover is expected to land on Mars this morning following a seven-month journey in search of life on the red planet. Let's go live now to the US correspondent Tim Lester. Good morning, Tim. An exciting day for NASA.
In fact, a nail-biting day. Good morning, Jody. Yes, at issue is a potentially wonderful two-year or so mission by a small car-sized explorer called Perseverance, the rover, and its drone called Ingenuity. But at issue is the effort to try to land it. It was left the Earth from Florida last July on, and now is about to attempt its landing on the surface of Mars in the next 3 hours. And that is a particularly difficult engineering and scientific feat, as NASA has explained.
That's the riskiest part of the mission, is the entry, descent, and landing to get from the top of the atmosphere to the surface of Mars. And we call it the 7 minutes of terror because we have to decelerate the spacecraft from 13,000 miles per hour to a soft touchdown on the surface.
The Jet Expulsion Laboratory here in Southern California will be watching that landing, but delayed because signals take more than 11 minutes to reach the Earth from Mars. So by the time they begin seeing how the descent is going, the craft will either be on the surface safely or in pieces. A remarkably tense day lies ahead, Jody.
Sure does. Amazing stuff. OK, thanks, Tim. In sport, Novak Djokovic is through to his ninth Australian Open final after defeating Aslan Karatsev in straight sets. It took just under 2 hours for the world number one to beat the Russian. He will now face either Daniil Medvedev or Stefanos Tsitsipas in Sunday's men's final. And Naomi Osaka has ended Serena Williams' quest for a record-equalling 24th major title, crushing the American superstar in straight sets to advance to her second Australian Open decider. Mal Meninga has moved to quash speculation. The Gold Coast Titans are close to signing Storm legend Cameron Smith. The Gold Coast culture boss did leave the door open for an 11th hour deal, however, saying he hasn't spoken to Smith at this stage.
At this stage, I haven't even spoken to him, Bonnie, and nor anyone from the club. So, again, it's all speculation.
Rumours the 37-year-old is close to inking a deal with the Gold Coast club grew when he was seen training on a field just a suburb away from the Titans' home base. There are growing concerns about the playing future of star bomber Michael Hurley, with sources close to the defender worried he won't play this season and possibly not again. Hurley had a hip clean out and has since been back in hospital to have an infection treated twice. The Bombers telling 7 News talk of Hurley not playing again is premature, but they can't put a timeline on his return to football. The hot favourite for tomorrow's $1.5 million Blue Diamond Stakes at Caulfield is in doubt. Unbeaten filly Enthar will need to pass a vet inspection today to be cleared for the big race after she was found to be lame in the near foreleg by Racing Victoria vets yesterday morning. The Blue Diamond is one of 3 Group 1 races on Seven's autumn racing coverage tomorrow. Taking a look at the weather around the country now, thunderstorms are covering the northern parts of the country. A trough is carrying cloud onto the New South Wales and southeast Queensland coasts. Around the capitals today, showers in Brisbane heading for a top of 29 degrees. Sydney showers and 27, mostly cloudy and 26 in Canberra. Sunny in Melbourne, a warm top of 33, hot and sunny 33 also in Hobart, becoming cloudy 36 in Adelaide. Sunny in Perth 27 and showers and a possible storm 30 the top in Darwin. And that's 7 Early News for this Friday, the 19th of February.